Hello, my name is Chris Barr, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. God is so good to us. One of the ways that He is good is how He guides us in making wise decisions in our lives. I've made some good decisions over the years, and I've made some bad ones. On the good ones, I sought out God. On the bad ones, universally, I made those on my own. Marrying my wife and having our kids has been a great joy in my life. I sought God, and His goodness brought us together. I prayed much, sought wise counsel, and waited for God's confirmation before I walked down the aisle. I've also made some bad decisions, mostly financial, but not all. I was once offered a free boat. Without asking the wife or God or someone who knew about boats, I took it. Lots of grief, and $3,000 later, I gave my boat away, and I was glad to see it go. I'm sure all of us have stories like this. Make a stupid decision and regret it later. God in His goodness has given us ways to make wise decisions. We can pray and ask Him directly. He has given us His word to guide us. Jesus told us in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you." In Philippians 4:6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus." In Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." He guides us by His word. He also guides us with people. Seek out someone to give you wise counsel. It could be your pastor or a family member. I once got very good advice from my older brother, who at the time I would not have looked to as being someone to give me wise counsel. Proverbs 10:14 says, "Wise men store up knowledge, but with the mouth of the foolish, ruin is at hand." In Acts chapter 5, the Pharisee Gamaliel stepped in to stop the mob, the other Pharisees mostly, from making a poor decision and killing the apostles. Acts 5:35-39. "And he said to them, 'Men of Israel, take care what you propose to do with these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a group of about 400 men joined up with him. But he was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away some people after him. He too perished, and all those who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I say to you, stay away from these men and let them alone. For if the plan or action is of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them, or else you may even be found fighting against God." Gamaliel understood that going against God was a bad thing. Another story, which immediately comes in chapter 6, has the apostle with a problem. The widows were not being taken care of, and they didn't know exactly what they should do. Now at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint rose on part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. In verse 5, it says, "The statement found approval with all the whole congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith, and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenius, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch." Sometimes in our life, we should seek out multiple people. Multiple people seeking God seldom get it wrong. God is good to us. He guides us in many ways. Lean not on your own understanding, or else you will end up with a free boat. The Daily Thread is a ministry of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or at zaccma.org.